Hello.
Hello, my name is Dorothy. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Speaking.
How may I assist you?
Hey, I was trying to get my unemployment going.
Okay, I can assist you with that. May I have your social security number?
420-49-4716.
For security purpose, can you please repeat your social security number?
420-49-4716.
Okay. And may I have your first and last name?
Tyler Fox, TYLERFOXX.
And may I have your mother's maiden name? When we ask her for
Fox.
Her maiden name, we ask for her last name that is on her birth certificate.
Right. Fox, FOXX. Hello.
Yes, I'm getting your Pat Five pull up. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
We have to go over the fraud acknowledgement with you. You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud.
Correct.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for TAA benefits?
No.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Okay. May I have your first name?
Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R.
Do you have a middle initial?
R.
Your last name?
Fox.
Spell it, please.
FOXX.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am. Nope.
Have you worked on a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Have your name changed since you last filed?
No.
And Tyler, may I have your phone number beginning with your area code?
1251-769-3978.
Do you have a driver license?
Yes.
May I have your license number?
Hold on one second. Let me grab it. All right. 8869232.
What state is your license issued from?
Alabama.
Okay, may I have your date of birth?
01-16-1999.
And which, may I have your phone number again?
251-769-3978.
Your date of birth?
01-16-1999.
Now, is this a driver license number that you have, or ID number?
You talking about my?
Do you have
phone
a driver
or my license?
Do you have a driver license?
Yes.
Is this a driver license number or ID number?
That's talking about the 8869232.
Mhm.
Yes, that's my driver license number.
And what state is your license issued from?
Alabama.
Maybe it is. It's not true. I must have hit something wrong. Okay. Can you verify your race?
Black, African American.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic, no.
Verify your gender?
Male.
Tyler, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school diploma, graduated.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And may I have your residential address? I just need your full and complete street address only.
175 Cairo Lane.
Spell that, please.
C-A-I-R-O. Lane, L-A-N-E.
Is there any additional address information like apartment number or building number?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Your residential city?
Jackson.
Is it okay?
Jackson, Alabama. I'm sorry.
Zip code?
36545.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, correct.
Okay, I have as your address, I have 175 Cairo, Cairo Lane, Jackson, Alabama, 36545. Is that information correct?
Correct.
And what is your occupation?
Like what I do for work?
Yes.
Ma'am?
Yes, your occupation.
Heavy equipment operator.
And are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
And Tyler, do you obtain work through a union?
No, I don't work through a union.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Tyler, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Tyler, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Four.
What is the
40.
Lowest? Okay, I can only put one number.
All right, that'll work.
What number you want me? How many miles?
50.
What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
15.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Can you repeat that?
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Am I a corp officer? No.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No.
Tyler, did you work solely on a commission basis?
Did I work? How? Repeat that.
Did you work solely on a commission basis?
No.
Do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you on speakerphone, Bluetooth, or earpiece, Tyler?
Repeat that one.
Are you on speakerphone, Bluetooth, or earpiece?
I'm on an earpiece.
Okay, if you don't mind, can you please come off your earpiece? We have to be able to hear and understand you clearly. You have to be able to hear and understand us clearly as well, so that we won't put the wrong information on your file, on your claim.
All right.
Well, Okay. Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Tyler, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between 04/01/2023 and 03/31/2024?
Yes.
What state have you worked in?
Mississippi.
Is there another state?
That was it. Mississippi and Alabama, that was it.
Okay, this is your payment option. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you approve for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you approve for payments, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Would that be your checking account or savings account?
Checking account.
May I have your routing number?
One second, I'm pulling it up now.
I have the advice we only allow 2 minutes for a whole. They only allow us two minutes for a whole time.
All right. All right, you ready for my round number?
May I have your routing number?
03-11-01-279.
Please confirm your routing number.
03-11-01-279.
May I have your bank account number?
16-91-86-387612.
Please confirm your bank account number.
16-91-86-387612.
This account or router number has been blocked. Is that what kind of account is that?
That's my Chime.
Okay, I do apologize. We do not honor Chimes or Cash App. We do not honor online banking.
Oh, well, okay. I will receive the prepaid card.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I have to read you this verbal disclosure script for the Alabama Advantage prepaid card. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the AL Advantage prepaid benefit card. If you already have a tan color AL Advantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card. Payments will be made to your existing AL Advantage prepaid benefit account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new AL Advantage prepaid account. The AL Advantage prepaid benefit card is issued by Core America Bank. Core America charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiry. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactive fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, excluding ATM withdrawal and balance acquired fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note, customer service and card replacement fee can be lowered depending on how and when this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at labor.alabama.gov/benefit card. There is no overdraft or credit futures. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. You can find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement.
All right.
Okay, and who's your last employer?
Horace Gold Environmental.
I'm sorry, what was that name?
Horace Gold Environmental.
And spell that, please.
H-A-R-S-C-O.
H-A-R-S-C-O?
Yes.
Okay. That's all it is? What is that? Incorporated, LLC, Incorporated, what?
Environmental.
Environmental, what else?
Well, that was it, just hardcore environmental.
Okay. I'm not seeing this on your wage history. Can you look, what date did you start there? Maybe let's see.
December 14th.
What year?
2023.
Your last day worked it?
June 25th.
What year?
2024.
Okay. Can you look on... Can you look on your pay stub and see what's the name that's at the top of your pay stub?
Right.
Or your W-2 form. Because I don't want to put that employer down and that's not an employer that you got paid by. Because when they stop processing your claim, if that's not an employer you got paid by, your claim will sit on someone's desk. So they decide to pick it up a researcher employer.
All right. Okay. It's a environmental corporator.
Okay, I do see that. I see that one. What's the address?
Of Calvert. I don't know the exact address. Do I have to find it?
No, on your pay stub.
This is my. It just say environmental corporator. Oh, I can look it up online. The address is say that's not the one I worked at, but it's down the street.
No, they should have the company address on your check.
No.
It's probably not the company that you work with. Probably going to be the headquarter address.
Oh, so you get the headquarter address?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's 240 Baldwin Road, Satsuma, Alabama. 36572.
Okay. Okay, is that Envira? Is spell the Envira?
Yeah, okay, it's 240 Baldwin V A L.
No, spell the Envira. You say you saw
Envira. Yes, it's Envira. ENVIRI.
Okay, that's what I see. Just want to make sure we got the right information. The phone
right,
number
right.
for Envira Corporation?
+1 800 731 7982.
Okay. Your work location city?
Calvert, Alabama.
Calvary?
Calvert, CALVERT, Alabama.
Employment start date?
December 14th.
What year?
2023.
Last day you physically worked it? June 25th, 2024. And Tyler, why are you no longer working?
Terminated.
What specific reason were you terminated?
It was a safety reason, and they didn't want to get it fixed, so they terminated me. I don't know exactly what they put down, but that was why.
The name and title of the person who discharged you?
Tobias Fikes.
Spell that, please.
T-O-B-I-A-S Fikes, F-I-K-E-S.
And what is his title?
Some type of, I think he's the site supervisor, I don't know, manager.
He was a supervisor?
Yeah, supervisor.
And what day did he advise you were no longer working?
The 25th, 2024, June.
And you said what was the reason?
I don't know the exact reason, but I had supposed to been taking a loader to the shop and the heater, I mean, air conditioner, the air conditioner went out, so they were supposed to be fixing the air conditioner, and the meal was, they claimed they was behind, but they wasn't behind because I had did everything I had to do before I went down, before the loader went down, and they fired me. But I don't know exactly why, like what he put down, but I know that's what happened. And it was 100 degrees that day, and I told him I couldn't operate the machine without some sort of air. I was told that, like, we were having safety meetings for heat stress, and I had told him I had ran hot, and that's what I needed some air for. I couldn't run it, keep running it like that.
So what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I told him what was going on, like, I told him what was going on with the loader and explained it to him.
What was going on with what? The loader?
Yes, the loader, front end loader.
So you told him you needed some air in the loader?
Correct. And when I told him that, he was like, oh, well, I can find somebody else to run it because I had to run it with no air. But like I said again, it was 100 degrees that day.
So these next two questions are yes or no answer. So did you commit the act that your employee said you did?
No.
Was there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No.
Have you received it or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of working? What about vacation pay? Have you received or do you expect to receive any vacation pay?
I haven't got received any, but I have vacation days for this weekend, I know, put down, but I don't know if I'm going to get paid for those.
Listen, have you received it or do you expect to receive any? So you expect to receive any pay?
No.
In a sick pay?
No.
In a holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Mm-hmm. Tyler, are all the answers that you have given me correct?
Yes.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalty for making false statements. To obtain unemployment benefit, we match the earning you provide with wages reported by your employer. False answer can result in an overpayment and a fraud penalty. You certify by entering your full name that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Okay, you have to state your name for me, please.
Tyler Fox. Tyler Rashad Fox.
And verify your social security number.
420-494-716.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefit. Please submit the following information. Which of the following city has a current or former association to you? Milwaukee, Eau Claire, Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, none of the above.
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 106 Grove Drive, 2050 Parkway Office Circle, 3313 Dallas Avenue, 832 Belfort Road. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
106 Grove Drive.
What month was Sherita Fox born in? January?
Yeah.
July?
January.
January, okay. Which of the following phone number have you ever been associated with? 215-744-2248. 215-744-2403, 215-744-3084, 215-744-5976.
All right, can you repeat those first two? My phone went out of speaker mode. 251-744-2408.
Okay, 215-744-2248. 215. Okay. In what county do you currently live? Bibbs, Washington, Calhoun, Clark, none of the above.
Clark.
Okay. These next three questions, your answer should, you should reply with your answer as either I agree or I disagree. The next three questions, your answer should be replied as I agree or I disagree. You are hereby filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Agree.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Agree.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant's benefits handbook. Do you agree?
Agree.
Alabama Department of Labor Internet Claim Application. Closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirement effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined. It has instructions regarding your eligibility and how to file your required WIC certification. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the book could cause a denial of benefits. Tyler, the process you just completed files your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a weekly certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a weekly certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claim uses calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant's portal. You will click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage or by telephone. Toll-free phone number is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made starting on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefit. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday, July the 14th, and 5 p.m. on Friday, July the 19th, 2024. Whether you file online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. If you're an active union member who has submitted proof of good standing with their union, employee who on a verified short-term layoff, claimants that's attended a director's approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line, 800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employee more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them, but the employer later began hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Tyler, before we submit your claim, do you have any questions concerning your closing statement?
No, ma'am.
Okay. We're going to submit your claim, give you a PIN number, and then give you your confirmation number. Your PIN number is 1958. 1958 is your PIN number.
All right.
Your confirmation number is 490-002-805. Confirmation number 490-002-805.
So, after 2895?
Your confirmation number is 490-002-805.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for submitting your initial claim. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your rest of the day.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.